Hi, this is Journey, the floor supervisor. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I have roadside assistance for you guys. I'm in need of a tow. Your operator has already informed me that you guys won't tow me because there's no places open. I needed it towed to my house because that's why I was going to go to my house. And she said something about the policy that Clear Cover has with you guys won't allow you to do that. It's almost 10 o'clock at night in Kansas City, and I'm stuck on the side of the highway. That's why I have roadside assistance.
Yes, ma'am. Was this for the 2000 Dodge Ram?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so yes, with the roadside, we only cover it if it goes to a repair facility. If it's going back home, you would have to pay for the services and submit for reimbursement.
So what am I supposed to do if I can't get, that's the whole point of you having a roadside assistant. That's why I signed up for this, was because that way if something like this happened at night, I had a policy that could cover this and take care of this.
Yes, ma'am. They should have specified that to you, that it only uncovers it going to the repair facility.
So if I have to go ahead and do this and pay for it out of my own pocket, you said something about waiting for a reimbursement. Is that a guaranteed thing that it'll be reimbursed?
No, ma'am. It would be reimbursement consideration.
Okay, so see, this is why I have an issue, because this is not stuff that I was informed of, and what is the point of me having roadside assistance when it doesn't cover the emergency? Because 9 times out of 10, when something like this happens, it happens at night.
Yes, ma'am.
And I mean, I'm not... I apologize for my tone.
I know, you're fine.
I'm very frustrated. It's been very late, and I'm sure you wind up hearing people yell at you all day long, and I do apologize for my tone with you, because I understand you're following the policy. But I'm very frustrated, and I'm very angry right now, because that's the whole point of me having this service, is to be there to take care of these issues when I am in trouble.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. I wish there was something that I could do differently, but if it's not being towed to a repair facility, the system will not allow me to override it for it to be covered.
And so if I had to pay for it out of pocket, she said that there was only one place that would do it.
Let me see.
Because, I mean, no offense, $200 to go 20 miles is extremely excessive.
Yes, I do see that.
Especially
that
when
company.
I can't guarantee a reimbursement.
Yes, I see Benford Enterprises was called earlier. We could find something cheaper, I believe. I mean, it would take a little longer, but we can try to find something cheaper.
I mean, at this point, I just... I don't even really know what to do, because I need to get home. I'm stuck on the side of the interstate. Am I safe? Yeah, I'm pulled off to the side of the road, but it's not exactly safe, is it?
Yes, ma'am, it's not. I can continue to search for a cheaper quote for you and keep you updated as I continue the search.
Go ahead and do that, and then I'm going to get in touch with my family, because they're all at home, and I'm going to see what they suggest as well, and I will contact you back as soon as I know if we're going to do something different or to get an update. But I really would appreciate it if you guys could find me something that's not $200 to go 20 miles.
Yes, ma'am. I will begin to search for you, and I will call you back again shortly to update you.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.